China's Xi Jinping has made his first trip outside the mainland in almost 900 days. Xi traveled to Hong Kong, calling the city reborn since he last visited 5 years ago. His comments were an apparent reference to the sweeping security law Beijing imposed back in 2020 that crushed dissent. Xi is marking the 25th anniversary of Chinese rule in the former British colony. Vladimir Putin reacted to NATO's decision to admit Finland and Sweden by saying they're welcome to join. The Russian president said that NATO, including the Nordic nations, is totally different compared to potentially allowing Ukraine to join. Putin also said that if NATO places military personnel and infrastructure in Finland and Sweden, Russia will have to respond. Congresswoman Liz Cheney has warned her fellow Republicans that they must choose between former President Trump or the Constitution. She says they cannot be loyal to both. In a speech in California, Cheney called the former president a domestic threat the country has never faced before. Cheney is vice chair of the committee that is investigating the attack on the Capitol. Senate Democrats are working on shrinking the tax increases in President Biden's economic package. Bloomberg's learned it's part of a bid to cut a deal with Senator Joe Manchin and get the legislation passed. The changes could mean that both U.S. corporations and wealthy households end up facing smaller tax hikes. Suspected North Korean hackers are believed to be behind the recent $100 million heist on California blockchain Harmony. That's according to blockchain forensics company Elliptic Enterprises. Elliptic says the hackers, known as the Lazarus Group, targeted username and password credentials of Harmony workers in the Asia-Pacific to break into the platform. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ritika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.